Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A recent swell in food recalls and food-related disease outbreaks in the United States has triggered concern about food safety, including the recent E. coli outbreak in our region connected to salads served at banquets. I'm joined by Kanta Chinaya, Assistant Professor in the Division of Food Nutrition and Exercise Sciences at the University of Missouri Columbia. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity.
FDA data is showing right now that food-related recalls have increased the last few years. What do you think is contributing to that?
Well, although it is difficult to pinpoint one factor, in my opinion, there are many factors that contribute to the increase in food recalls in recent years. Number one, better detection technologies. The availability of better testing and detection technologies has improved the ability to detect food safety issues more accurately and rapidly than ever before. Number two, increased regulatory vigilance. Both FDA and USDA are prioritizing in-plant inspections and product testing to prevent consumers from consuming adulterated food products. Particularly, the FDA's Food Safety Modernization Act, commonly known as FSMA, which was implemented in 2011, is transforming the nation's food safety system by shifting the focus from responding to food safety failures to preventing them. So it is important to note that FSMA also grants power to the FDA to mandate recalls, a shift from the prior voluntary system. And number three, last but not the least, increased consumer awareness and food safety culture are also contributing to increased consumer complaints and recalls these days.
Well, it's actually comforting to hear that there is better detection out there. Let's talk about some of the major outbreaks we've seen, though, including the Listeria outbreak we had from meat products. We had the E. coli linked to onions at McDonald's, the E. coli linked to salad greens in Missouri. You know, why these major outbreaks?
Wow, great question. Thank you. So before we dive deeper into answering this question, let's understand what is food safety. Technically, food safety is a scientific discipline describing handling, preparation, storage, distribution, and hygienic serving of food in a way to prevent foodborne illness. In simple, the practice and procedures that maintain the quality and quantity of the food products. So any deviation in the recommended good agricultural practices or good manufacturing practices will cause adulterated food products in the market. Although the concerned regulatory authorities are currently investigating the outbreaks that you listed. In general, there are several factors that are causing increased outbreak in these commodities. At the farm level, in most cases, cross-contamination is the main source of contamination affecting the finished product. For produce, including green vegetables, it is important to use clean water. So it is important to, you know, have the clean water tested for microbial specification before the crop production. Additionally, it is important to take steps to reduce the risk of transferring contaminants from the soil to the crop. In most cases, you know, this is the main reason. And one need to ensure that animals, including pets and wild animals, are not allowed to enter the crop fields and packaging areas. And it is important to regularly clean and sanitize the food contact surfaces, including equipment, storage areas, and transportation vehicles to avoid cross-contamination. And at the same time, on the consumer side, to reduce the risk of E. coli or Listeria or Salmonella contamination, it is important to thoroughly wash all produce under running water before consuming. So it's an integrated approach from farm to fork.
You mentioned that more people are reporting illness. Do you think more people are actually falling ill, though, on average than maybe with past outbreaks?
Well, I mean, yes or no. I know, according to Center for Disease Control and Prevention, popularly known as CDC's 2023 data, clearly indicates that incidence of Campylobacter, Cyclospora, Shigatoxin-producing E. coli, Vibrio, and Yersinia infections increased in 2023 compared to 2026 and 28. But at the same time, incidence of Listeria, Salmonella, and Shigella infections did not change in 2023 compared to 2026 and 2018 data. And according to CDC, increased laboratory tests, including cultures-dependent diagnostic tests, commonly called as CIDTs, is also contributing to increase in reported illnesses these days.
Kantha, one last question I have for you. Are there any foods that you think our listeners should be more wary of eating, that we need to take more precautions with?
Well, I suggest consumers pay more attention when buying, transporting, storing, processing, and serving raw agricultural and ready-to-eat food products, especially. Number one is, you know, one need to refrigerate food properly. In most cases, you know, temperature abuse is the main reason for, you know, cross-contamination. And number two is we need to wash hands, utensils, and food contact surfaces often to reduce the risk of, you know, contamination, particularly from bacterial pathogens. And make sure to cook at the right temperature according to manufacturer's instructions. It's important to read the, you know, the manufacturer's, you know, the food label, including the, you know, instructions, cooking instructions, and make sure that, you know, we cook thoroughly. And also, last but not the least, you know, it's important to store raw and ready-to-eat food products separately to avoid, you know, cross-contamination issues.
Kantha, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That is Kantha Chennaiah, Assistant Professor in the Division of Food, Nutrition, and Exercise Sciences at the University of Missouri, Columbia.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.